We continue today in our journey through Shmona Esrei, and we find ourselves in the bracha of Tikha b'shofar gadol l'chirusin. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, sound the great shofar which signals our freedom. This bracha, of course, speaks to messianic redemption. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to go ahead and gather us from all the four corners of the earth, to gather in all of the exiles, and let us be together united as a people, as a nation, under the banner of redemption, under the banner of Mashiach. And it's fascinating to note that Mashiach is always associated with the shofar gadol, the great shofar. Now, whereas most often we associate the shofar with Yomim Noraim, the Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chodesh Elul, and the shofar is normally a sound to awaken the soul. Uri Yishina Mishinaschem, as the Rambam writes, wake up, you slumbering ones, from your slumber. The goal of the shofar is to awaken us from our life stupor. So often in life, we just fall asleep at the wheel. So often in life, we nod off, or we fall into a deep sleep, and we just lose sight of what we have to do, what we have to accomplish. And so the shofar is there to awaken us. That's the shofar of tshuva. But there's another shofar, the shofar of Mashiach. And that shofar is always described as the shofar gadol, the great shofar. Why is it great? Could it be that it's going to be louder? The loudest shofar blast ever heard. So Rav Tzedek HaKohen, Rav Tzedek of Lublin, says something so magnificently beautiful. He says, what is the great shofar that we are referring to? And I want to quote you over here. Rav Tzedek writes, Hu kol hatza'akos, shakol hanefashos mi'isra b'chaladoros la'shem yisparach. The shofar gadol is not one sound, says Rav Tzedek. The shofar gadol is a compilation of all of the cries of Am Yisrael, of the Jewish people, throughout the generations. Sha'al yidei kibbutzam, na'ase kol shofar gadol. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu strings together all of the heartrending cries, all of the pleas, all the supplications, all of the tears, all of the sobbing of Klal Yisrael, throughout the millennia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all of those sounds together. That's the shofar gadol. That is the great shofar that Mashiach is going to sound. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Rav Tzedek says, that's the tikha b'shofar gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear our cries, right? You hear. You hear the suffering. You hear the difficulties. You hear the pleas. You hear the supplications. You hear the sobbing of your children. You know, sometimes, my friends, we cry out to Hashem. And some of us cry out in loud cries, loud sobs. Some of us muffle our cries to the outside world, but we cry on the inside often. We often feel the sobbing inside of our heart. And that's a sob, that's a cry that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And sometimes we think that our cries aren't heard. You see, because often we assume that God only heard what it is that I'm saying or what it is that I'm sobbing if I get what I want. But if the results that I ask for don't materialize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have not heard my cries. He must have not heard my sobs. He obviously didn't hear the audible ones, and he didn't hear the inaudible internal ones as well. So in this bracha, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for messianic redemption, there's another profound message embedded in here. Tikha b'shofar gadol. There is no such thing as the cry of a Jew which goes unheard. Whether it's the cries that you articulate with your lips and with your voice, or whether it's the cry that you sob in your heart and in your soul, every time we're broken, and every time we're sad, and every time we're overwhelmed, every time we cry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears. And every time we cry, and we reach out to God, because only He could help us, it brings Mashiach one step closer. Tikha b'shofar gadol. That great shofar is not the ram's horn, says Reb Tzedek. That great shofar is not created through some instrument that the messianic king will blow. But that shofar gadol, that great shofar, is the stringing together of all of our cries throughout the generations, of all of the broken hearts, of all of the tears, of all of the sobs. They're all meaningful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if sometimes when we cry, we don't get what we want or how we want it, just know, no cry goes unheard. And ultimately, no cry goes unanswered. May we be zocheh mirtz Hashem to see the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the collective cries and the collective sobs of Am Yisrael and turns them into the shofar gadol, which will usher in a period of Mashiach and a period of Geula, b'mehirah b'yameinu. Amen.